Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings and welcome. I am Jonathan Goldman, and this is the June 12th, 2024 edition of the Healing Sound Show. I'm here with my beloved wife, Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Jonathan. I'm delighted to be here, but I'm especially delighted to be here with our esteemed guests, Brigitte Mars and Bethy Lovelight. And I cannot wait to tell our audience all about them, so I'm going to read their bio right now. Alrighty. Brigitte Mars is an herbalist and nutritional consultant of natural health with over 50 years of experience. She teaches herbal medicine at Naropa University and the Colorado School of Clinical Herbalism. She has taught at Omega Institute, Esalen, Kripalu, Sivananda Yoga Ashram, and so many places throughout our planet, including the Mayo Clinic. She is a founding and professional member of the American Herbalist Guild. Brigitte is the author of many books, including The Country Almanac of Home Remedies, The Desktop Guide to Herbal Medicine, Beauty and by Nature, and her most recent Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health, co-authored with Crystal Fiedler. Brigitte is also a psychedelic sitter and end-of-life doula. Bethy Lovelight is a singer who offers a tantalizing mix of magical music, including echo herbal, hip-hop, psychedelic and spiritual down-tempo, and some straight-up rock. She covers all kinds of subjects, including edible wild weeds, herbs, plants, freedom from within, community, cannabis, and radiant health, and so much more. Together, Brigitte and Bethy Lovelight comprise the team known as Awake and Aware, where Brigitte talks about plants, healing, the environment, higher consciousness, and Bethy Lovelight sings about all those topics. It is our great joy and honor to have Brigitte and Bethy Lovelight here with us today. Welcome, you guys. This is such a treat to have you both here with us.
So grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us to be on your epic show.
And what a blessing it is to have you. In full disclosure, Brigitte and Bethy Lovelight are friends of ours that we've known for years, and we've worked together in some wondrous experiences. So thank you for both resonating and radiating with us. It's great to have you both.
Thank you so much.
And now let's tell our audience a little bit about you. All right, so listen, Brigitte, where did you come from? How did you come from? You are a world-renowned herbalist. Tell us your story.
Well, you know, I think maybe when I was 3 or 4 years old, I didn't really know what an herbalist was, but I thought, I want to be a healer. That sounds good. My French-Canadian grandmother was really big on folk remedies, things like garlic and honey and cabbage. And I said, that's really cool. I really didn't like getting shots and being on little white pills all the time, which I frequently was. But when I would go visit my grandmother, it was like apple cider vinegar and honey and, you know, beetroot or fresh tomatoes. So I like that. And I went I've been working with herbs and being paid for it since I was 17, where I managed a natural food store in the Virgin Islands. I lived in a teepee for 2.5 years in the Ozarks and pretty much ate wild plants. I went to Boulder School of Massage. I've had lots of teachers, and you know what? I never stopped studying. This is a subject you can dedicate your whole life to. And every time I write a book, I feel like it's a, you know, a college education that you put into a book, because it just requires so much focus and research. And so I would say that every day my prayer is to be of service. You know, I ask the Creator, hey, I'm here to help. Let me know if I can help you, the plants and the people and the planet all at the same time. It's a win-win situation. So that's what I do.
Well, you have a very beautiful background. I just have to say, when I first moved to Boulder 30 some years ago, I was at, I think it was Alfalfa's, or anyway, and I remember someone said, you have to go see Brigitte Mars. She is an incredible herbalist. And I did go, Brigitte, I'm sure you don't remember, that was so long ago, but I've known you for such a long time, and you are just at the top of your field and so well known throughout the planet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, I feel that being able to help people with plants is a great thing. And, you know, Andy, when I was a teenager, I used to say, someday I'm going to work on Broadway. And I did Broadway and Arapahoe and then Broadway. So I've had a long career on Broadway. Yes, it's true.
And Brigitte, we know you've written so many books, and we're going to really delve deeply into that. And of course, we want to hear from Bethy Lovelight and get a background on your journey. Bethy Lovelight, and tell us, you guys, a little bit about how you guys got together.
Well, first, Bethy Lovelight, where are you from?
You know, I was born in Philadelphia at Ben Franklin Hospital. My dad had taken his first church after he graduated from Princeton.
He took a church?
Well, I'm sorry. He accepted an invitation to a church.
Be a minister.
As a minister.
As a minister, okay.
Presbyterian minister. And so my first 5 years were spent there, and then my dad and mom felt called to Pueblo, Colorado. So that is basically where I grew up. So it's about 2.5 hours south of Boulder, where we are. And I have very loving family, very spiritual. My parents are very much into Christ consciousness and love. And so I felt very held in that vibration. And I also felt like I had a lot of healing to do in this particular world with all of these different chemicals and additives to foods. And they weren't doing well in my system. So I was surrounded by love, but still was on a healing journey myself. And as I, you know, when I went to Colorado College and CU, and I was just like kind of swimming through trying to find health and happiness for myself. And then I came to Boulder in that process and started meeting the people of my tribe, which include Brigitte and a bunch of other conscious musicians. And I had already started my rapping musical journey because I was like, wow, there's so many things to share and say and that I'm learning about on this health and love journey. And I started going to Sanita's, my favorite place to hike, and I would just start like singing to the god and the goddess and the rocks and the eagles, and that's kind of how it all started. And then I realized, oh, I can make some beats to this music. And that's kind of when I started, when I met Brigitte in the circle of, actually at a raw potluck when we first met. So the journey of health and healing is kind of also how we came together, and high vibrational foods and conversation and music. And she was really encouraging me to continue to make beats and learn how to make music, which was very challenging to do. And now I have a producer that helps me do that. So I can sit down and he can actually help make the beats or actually play the guitar, instead of using samples and things like that. So it's just been elevating and ascending over time. And now I feel just very held in Boulder, in a loving cosmic community and a loving cosmic relationship, and continuing to make even what I feel like higher vibe, more advanced music as I go along.
We're going to be listening to an excerpt of something wonderful that you sent us in our next portion. But Andy, I know you are dying for your question. Your question has got to be.
My question is, I'm very curious as to, that you guys work so beautifully together. And I have to say, Bethy Lovelight, when you were talking about, you're surrounded with love. And when I am with the two of you, you both radiate so much love. And I feel that just absolutely in my heart. And so thank you for that. And so I guess what I'd like to ask you is, how long have you guys been together and working together, playing together, working with herbs and plants and music together?
I bet you want to ask, how did you meet?
Well, we met at a raw potluck.
Right. I know. Really.
But Bethy Lovelight and I have been married to men twice, once a 38-year marriage, once a 2-year marriage. But anyways, we met about 12, 13 years ago when I was going through a very painful divorce. I was like, my self-esteem was this big, and she kind of showed up and, offered her friendship, and, I'm not ready. And the last thing I need is a boyfriend. So I thought,
well, then it wasn't, it was a girlfriend. And I actually had always wanted to be close to Brigitte, just in her vibe. It didn't even need to be a sexual relationship. I just wanted to be close with her. And now that she was kind of moving away from this particular man in her marriage, it was a little bit easier for me to be friends mm-hmm. with her. And he was a little bit challenging for my bod. And so now that he was out of the picture, and I was like, I just really, I'd like to give you a massage, and I'm very professional in my massage, and I offered a professional gift of a massage during her divorce, and it kind of started a friendship. And then it kind of just grew from there. And then I asked her if she wanted to, do a psychedelic journey with me. And that's kind of when things started to really get intimate and kind of take off. And that was about 12 and a half years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How did you guys initially decide that you wanted to work together? Because you do work. You work together as an awake and aware, or aware and awake. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the new AA,
That is great.
When we first started our journey together as friends and then lovers, we both are very devoted to radiant health and continually learning about that. And both of us, in changing our diet and including a lot more plant foods, and for me at the time was only plant food based, that's changed now. But as far as I started learning more about wild weeds from Brigitte, and that's something that I hadn't come into my journey of vegan and vegetarian and all those things. And I was like, oh, wild foods. And so I started learning about them, and I had started my journey of singing, and particularly rapping about cosmically conscious subjects, and that included plants. So I got out her books and started to write raps about nettles, dandelions, wild weeds. And so we would sit together and I'd say, look, I only have 4 stanzas for, wild spinach. What are the most important things that we can get in about wild spinach and that rhyme together? And so that's how the Wild Weed song, which is, that's up on Spotify, and it has become kind of a rock song, which was kind of what I always wanted, but I didn't know how to play the guitar. So that song has 12 different plants in it, and I learned those from Brigitte. And so it's just a fun way to learn about the plants. And once it gets in there, then all of a sudden you're like singing and thinking about them in a new way. And, that way we can also educate people on stopping spraying pesticides, which is still such an issue. Our neighbors just sprayed pesticides on their part up into the line. And wow, we were livid. Here we have our land is just teeming with beautiful, rich, green, wild weeds and cultivated plants and tomatoes and all the
flowers.
Yeah. And then it's just like dead, And I'm like, wow, right next door to us, we still need to keep sharing this information about how the dandelions and the wild weeds are not killing and hurting anyone. But now you've sprayed pesticides that are, Brigitte was picking up some trash outside and her fingers were burning. And so here we have these chemicals that are now toxic where the plants were not toxic. And so there's just so much education about reprogramming this idea that these weeds are out to get us. And actually we can utilize them for more radiant health, and where, which ones to eat and how to eat them. You save money and energy and time because you don't have to go to the store, and you can learn how to make a salad from right outside your door, and it starts to activate your DNA in another way. And that's what I feel like we cultivate together, is this high vibrational radiant health activated, you know, orb to go out into the world and share with others, because we have so much. We have so much love and health and radiance to share. It's kind of infinite. So that's what Awaken Aware is about, is sharing through music and education to encourage and inspire other people, and especially avatars. And when I say avatars, it's those that are choosing to live a high vibrational life, choosing to know that we are a divine incarnation, and, you know, really cultivating that for the highest good for all people to be free.
A natural, like if I'm teaching at an herb conference, she can sing, or if she's singing at a music festival, I can teach an herb class. So as you both know, how wonderful to be able to share in a partnership so that the work you do in the world is also a way of being together and evolving together.
Absolutely, Brigitte. That was so beautifully said, because we give thanks for that. And we love having other couples on our radio show.
I have a question, which as you were talking, I was remembering years and years and years ago. Someone once told me, a high-level psychic trans channel, that within the indigenous realm of your area are all the plants and plant medicine that is necessary to heal sort of any problem. Any thoughts on the validity of that? And that would, of course, include weeds or whatever we consider. I mean, do you think there's any truth to that?
Oh, I absolutely do, Jonathan. And for a long time, I didn't talk about that. But it's like, if you go up to the high mountains, you're going to find herbs that help increase your respiratory capacity. Things like Osha or Grindelia. If you go somewhere swampy and boggy, you're going to find herbs that help to dry dampness and clear up mold. But if you think about the weeds in general, nobody plants them. Nobody waters them, weeds them, mulches them, gives them any extra water, and yet they survive. And so we are really committed to that. The weeds are the true Jedi survivor plants. They figured out how to survive adversity. They grow where people are stepping on them. They grow despite the lawnmowers, despite, and I'm not saying we want to collect weeds from an area that maybe is close to a road or where dogs are using as a bathroom, but the wild plants have a survival quality that is unsurpassed. And so when we make a salad and our greens were growing 5 minutes ago, you don't get that at the health food store. And so it makes us feel amazing to be drinking a juice or a salad from a plant that has figured out how to survive despite adversity and that was growing 5 minutes ago. And I think it's a real secret with this American concept that we use a third of our nation's water to water grass, only so we can go drive in a car to buy gasoline to mow down the most water-intensive crop to throw it away. I mean, is that dumb or what? I mean, really, what are they thinking of us up there? Like, so they're sending help, and we're here to help.
Thankfully, you are here to help. And, you know, it's so interesting because I think that many people are just not aware of the fact that, you know, weeds can be so healing and helpful. And that's why having the two of you, you know, sharing your knowledge about it. And I'm just thinking, if so, you know, whoever might be listening to our program right now, is there like something that you could tell them to kind of get started with opening up to getting more weeds in their diet?
Well, since we're going to be going to a break in a moment, let's deal with that. Since we have such extraordinary luminaries, our next section, we're going to be talking with Bethy Lovelight and listening to some of her music, and then we're going to be really going more in depth with Brigitte. But I wanted to mention, Brigitte, you have a new book called Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health, and it's brilliant. We're going to talk about that. But in the interim, If people want to get that book, what's the best way they can get it?
Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health is available on my website, Amazon, and remember to support your local bookstores so that we still have bookstores. They're a great community edition, and we don't only want the trucks to come by once a day and drop off delivery. So there you go, herb stores, bookstores, but BrigitteMars.com has it.
So Brigitte Mars, and can you spell that out for us?
Surely. It's the French way, A-B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, Mars, like the planet, M-A-R-S, .com. There you go.
Great. We're going to be going into break for a moment. We'll be right back, and that one, we'll be talking to Bethy Lovelight and listening to some of her extraordinary sounds. I am Jonathan Goldman.
I am Andy Goldman, and we have so much more to share. Stay with us. We will be right back.
All right. Be back real soon.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
And welcome back. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman.
And this is the Healing Sound Show, June 12th, 2024. And we have two illustrious guests,
Bethy Lovelight and Brigitte Mars. And we have a lot more to share. Jonathan.
Well, we ended our last conversation talking with Brigitte about her wonderful book, Natural Remedy for Mental and Emotional Health. And Bethy Lovelight, you do some wondrous, wondrous music, rapping. It's, if you like, enlightened rapping. Perhaps you could define a little bit of this for people who haven't heard it. We could listen to this first, but rather, why don't you tell us a little bit about your process?
Well, I like to call myself a cosmic intergalactic star rocker.
All right.
I love that.
Music is very cosmically inspired. I'm very aware that we're on a planet, a solar system, in outer space, in a galaxy that's full of infinite galaxies. And that is an expansive type of thinking. And this is kind of a eternal type of thinking. And that's kind of where I come from. And that
love is the basis of all, which is the highest vibration that I currently know of. And I know that you all are into vibrations and high vibes and cymatics, which is the way sound affects our cellular being and our body, mind, and spirit. And so I am continually concerned with and intrigued by cymatics. And so in making music myself, my interest is my intention is to send the highest vibrational love harmonics out through the music that comes into your soul and your being and helps organize you into your original matrix and into more radiant health to go to higher and higher states of being. Yeah. And so this song that we're going to listen to today is called Love Hum. And I know that humming is definitely a place where we all come together and unite, and how important humming is in our lives. And this song is a love song that I wrote for my partner, Brigitte Mars, soon after we met. It's probably about 11 and a half years ago. And I finally have the assistance from a music producer that helped create the soundscape for this song. So I bring in the words and the melody, and then we sit down together in his studio. His name is Phoenix of Totem Audio Productions. And we sit together and create the soundscape. And it's a really beautiful, stellar experience. And this song is one of the bijoux, or the, what's French for jewels, one of the jewels that's come from our union together. And it's a beautiful love song about not only love together, but falling in love with oneself and understanding how cosmically connected to love we are eternally. And there's kind of a relaxed, beautiful, harmonic place that we can go inside and fly together in love forever. And when life gets hard or challenging, I just keep returning to love and remembering that that's what matters, and that's what's going to matter when I transcend from here, is how well have I loved.
It's so interesting. Just have to ask a question before we listen to this, which is, can you briefly answer why rap? Simply because your stuff is so high consciousness, but a lot of hip-hop rap is, shall we say, less than that. How did you choose that as a musical modality?
Well, it's interesting. Like, the song we're listening to isn't quite rap, right? But I have rap songs, and why I first chose rap, even though I don't really listen to rap. But it's the way that I can organize information in a harmonic and beautiful way and get a lot of information into a song. So that's kind of first why I started rapping. And also, I hadn't really learned how to be a singer yet. And rap is a great way to start out in a non-threatening way in the musical world. And I had a lot of conscious information to share in a short amount of time. And that really was the intention. Like, how can I share about Dandelion in 3 minutes, or Wild Weed songs in 3 minutes? Or when I have a song about psychedelics, and how it's called Psychedelic Revival, and it's on Spotify, and it's about healing ourselves with the intentional use of high vibrational medicines. And so, and that one's kind of a mixture of rap and singing. And so it's, and I think also in the younger generation, there is a draw toward rap. And so I do like to utilize, you know, and draw them in, but then also expand it with singing. And so now I kind of do a mixture. But I am leaning more toward down-tempo spiritual singing and not necessarily rap at this point.
So let's give a listen to Love Hum. There's a little bit of Jonathan Goldman's radio edit for it, but people get a chance. And before I go, well, let's give a listen and then come back for a moment and talk about it.
Thank you, Jonathan. Andy.
Love, hum, cocoon. Love, love, hum, hum, yum, yum, through and through. Love, humming with you. Butterfly is grateful, we'll fly soon. Breathing you is breathing me. Reaching in to feel the deep you, finding where divinity.
That was just wonderful, Bethy Lovelack. How can people find Love Hum and your other music?
So Love Hum is the name actually of a whole five-song EP, and it's the first song on the EP, and you can find that on Spotify. And if you don't have a Spotify account, you can go to SoundCloud, listen to it for free. You can also go to Bandcamp. If you want to support me and actually buy that, that's a great place to buy it. Or you can just go to my website and check everything out there, which is BethyLovelight.com, which is spelled BethyLovelight, which can also be pronounced Be Thy Lovelight.
We love it. Listen, thank you so much. We're going to be going to commercial break. We will be back shortly. Everybody stay with us. We're with Bethy Lovelight and Brigitte Morris on the Healing Sound Show.
We'll be right back.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of connecting with the energy of the earth? Would you like to be able to tune your mind and your body to this extraordinary healing frequency? Try the Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks, available at HealingSounds.com and at Amazon. Exclusively designed by me, Jonathan Goldman, these tuning forks might just change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
And we are back on the Healing Sound Show. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman. And we are here with Bethy Lovelight and Brigitte Mars. And we just heard the most beautiful, beautiful music, singing, song, I'm love from Bethy Lovelight. Thank you for that, Bethy Lovelight. And now I'd love to talk about, Brigitte, your brand new book, Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health. And I just have to say that it is so phenomenal. I mean, it's by my bedside because I pick it up and just want to read the whole thing. You have so much information in this book that is so helpful for people who are on a holistic journey and wanting to have a healthy, holistic lifestyle. What can you tell us about this book? How did it all happen?
Well, you know, over the years, being a holistic health practitioner, I marvel that people realize that if their mental being is out of sorts, it's going to affect their physical body. We know that stress can affect our sleep and our immunity, but for some reason, someone's got to talk about how our physical body affects our mental body, that things like depression, anxiety, memory loss could be due to nutritional deficiencies, eating things we're allergic to, heavy metal toxicity, yeast overgrowth, so many things. And I do want you to know, I don't know if you noticed this, but I mentioned your book, Sound Healing. I mentioned you on page 243. There's a thing on sound healing because I think that people don't even realize that where they put their consciousness, just watching the news and listening to music with a lot of, as you said, Jonathan, less than high vibe lyrics, people are putting their consciousness in the gutter and wonder why they're having nightmares and can't sleep. So this is a book that talks about food, herbs, supplements, even color therapy, even techniques like gardening and feng shui. And it's very five element theory. I am a student and practitioner also, not only of Western herbalism, but many parts of Asian medicine as well. And so rather than thinking that depression means you have a Prozac deficiency, we could look at, you know, we know that a lot of our neurotransmitters are made in our gut. And if we have poor digestion, if we're always on antibiotics, that can affect our consciousness. If we are overloaded on sugar and caffeine, that can make us more anxious. Not to mention if we're listening to really fast music in the car while we're always in a rush, that can affect our consciousness. So it's really an opportunity to write this book to give people ideas that you can heal yourself, and it's an act of loving yourself. And it's almost like the world we're in. Everything's so fast, fast food, fast music, fast cars, you know, little quick blips on the, you know, on the screen. We're being marketed constantly. If you watch TV, junk food, eat this junk food, take these drugs. It's perfectly normal. It's the American way. And we're here to say, it doesn't have to be. You can feel amazing. I feel amazing eating these weeds, eating all the colors of the rainbow, you know, supporting local farmers, growing things. But I do think that it's not enough just to say, just use your willpower and get over it. There might be foods you could eat, foods you could let go of. Maybe there's colors you could wear, even things like, you know, if you're really stressed, wearing blue might be a calming color. If you need a little more energy, then maybe red is a good color. So I really give people hundreds of ideas for everything. Herbs, vitamins, homeopathy, sound frequency. If your house is a big cluttered mess and things are falling on your head when you open a cupboard, that can make you feel stressed and overwhelmed, right? So the principles of feng shui might come into play. So my intention to write this book, you know, I include multiple sclerosis. I include memory loss. I include healing from trauma, brain injury, because we're seeing our elderly population, and sometimes it's not even that elderly, of, you know, wherever two or more are gathered, one is on antidepressants, and there are other things we can do, you know, so.
Funny enough.
I do have a real quick question, because your book is brilliant. I am going to attest to it as well. Andy loves it. We both love it. And you cover so much stuff, and it's so brilliant, so highly recommended for anybody, whether you are suffering yourself from any sort of mental, emotional imbalance, or know somebody. And as you said, who doesn't know someone? But I have a question for you. Have you found that different people resonate with different, shall we say, plants and different types of, if you like, vibratory ingredients? Or do you see it as an overall gestalt that works for everyone?
Oh, I definitely think that different things work for different people. Even a diet. I don't think there's one size fits all. I think people might need to try different things at different times in their life. You know, what's working for a 20-year-old yogi on the beach of Key West certainly isn't going to be the same thing for the lumberjack in Alaska. But, you know, natural medicine is for people that are motivated. And I do think that as a culture, we've given our health responsibility over to someone else to tell us what to do, as if we couldn't figure it out. So I'm really just here to help people find ways that they can figure some of this out themselves and have better health if you're motivated. And if you're not, I'm sure your doctor will have some prescriptions for you, probably a whole bunch of them. You can keep them by your bed and pop them three times a day. I mean, that is the American way, right? But we're all here to question authority, right?
There you go, Brigitte. And I will tell you that having the two of you on the show today, once again, it is the educational aspect that's so important, because so many people, you know, are doing it the American way. And there are, let's do it the holistic American way. And your book is fabulous. But Brigitte, I want to ask you before we go into break, because I know that not only do you work with herbs and, you know, it's just amazing the work that you do, but you're also a psychedelic sitter and you're also an end of life doula. And I would love for you to just for a moment, just talk about particularly the end-of-life doula. It's something that I'm very interested in, and I was delighted when I saw that was part of what your bio had.
Thank you. So I am a graduate of the Conscious Dying Program, which is now called the Conscious Dying Collective. And basically, I meet with families or individuals to kind of get the discussion going about, do you want to write your obituary now? Do you want to be cremated or buried? Do you want, you know, a Jewish funeral, a Buddhist funeral? I mean, to get people to talk about it, because it seems that when, you know, we're all going to die, and then people think, well, if I broach the subject, they'll think that I want them to die. No, no, it's like if we wanted to have a home birth, we would drink the raspberry leaf tea, we'd do the prenatal yoga, we'd read the books, we'd, you know, learn about hypnobirthing and Lamaze breathing. But if you want to have a more graceful death, there's things you can do so that you can move into it with grace. And sometimes people that are at the end of life, they do find that doing a psychedelic ceremony might help them to see that there's a lot more than meets the material realm. I've had people who thought, I'm afraid to die. And then they do a journey and they say, oh, wow, the universe is teeming with life and beauty. And I am not afraid any longer. So sometimes the two work together. So that's just another aspect.
Well, we love this. This could be a show unto itself. And well, maybe, but we need to go into commercial break. But we are with Brigitte Mars, Bethy Lovelight. It is beautiful, Brigitte. Once again, your BrigitteMars.com, Bethy Lovelight, you're BethyLovelight.com, among other ways to get you. And this is brilliant. We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah. Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman. I'd like to bring you a few moments of relaxation by offering you this opportunity to listen to some of my music. This is an excerpt of Quiet Space from Celestial Reiki. If you can, just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath as you listen to this music. If you'd like to hear more of my music, please go to Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, or anywhere else you stream music. Thank you.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back with Brigitte Mars and Bethy Lovelight. I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And I am Andy Goldman.
This is the Healing Sound Show, June 12th, 2024. And it is extraordinary, this last section. You work together as awake and aware, and you do wondrous things together. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Awake and Aware, we have done programs in the schools, in the public schools, where maybe the kids are studying plants or native history, and I talk about the plants, and Bethy Lovelight sings about it. We have also done an herb camp for kids, where the kids come and do herbal crafts, and they learn to make everything from bath therapy, blends to help you study spray, and then again, there's a concert. And we are at a number of festivals. This summer we'll be at Red Earth Herbal Gathering. We've just come back from Rise and Vibes Reggae Festival. So we find ways to teach, but really it is our dedication and desire to affect as many people in a positive way, because, you know, it's so easy to get overwhelmed about the state of the world, but we can all do something. We can all do something, whether it's our balcony, our family, our porch, our community. And so we're really just here to help activate and educate so that we can all do a little bit more.
Beautiful. And I know that you all, have you ever done work together, working with either plant medicine people or working with the transitional process or anything like that?
We do. We often do that via our chakra activation that we do together, which is Brigitte Mars sharing her herbal information, aromatherapy, color therapy, and feng shui that all relates with chakras. And then I have conscious hip hop songs and meditations that go along with that so that we can help activate our clients. Sometimes it's just for Zeet's clients, and then they come to me for the chakra activation with her there. Or I have clients, too, that sometimes they come to me, and then they'll go to Brigitte for the second half of the day. So really the idea is that they have a day to wake up to whatever they need to do to make their life better in every way.
And we're doing, we also do a kids play together called the Missing Magical Energy that we often do at kids camps at some of the festivals. But the chakra activation is really a gem. You know, the lights of the room change color, and then you're told put a raspberry in your mouth. And then here's some yoga poses and affirmation, and Love Light has some tones and a song that affirms what each chakra means. And this is something that we started doing with Buddha Bomb. He would play a dance set for each chakra. But we're continuing this process because we want people not just to have a good time. We want them to evolve on every level, body, mind, and spirit. So when they leave the chakra activation, they really feel like something's happened. They've taken it, you know, beyond, and then take it out into the world.
And I ultimately have a dream to, at Red Rocks, to go up through the chakras with other conscious musicians, where we know that when we get to Red Rocks, we're going to start at the root. By the time the concert's over, we have ascended together collectively and brought our prayers and our wishes to this music and amplified the love and the dreams and the healing together. And to me, that's the kind of concert I want to.
You guys, the work that you are both doing, the work that you are doing together and individually is so inspiring. And, you know, you're here to raise the consciousness of our planet, and you both do it so beautifully. And in just our few minutes that we have left, what do you have coming up down the road?
There will be Red Earth Herbal Gathering August 2nd to 4th in Carbondale. We're going to have some house concerts. The best place to check is our website. I have multiple herb walks. She has multiple concerts. So it's always changing and morphing, but we both have a lot of things on our schedule for the summer and beyond.
Could you give us your individual and mutual websites together, again, please?
Clearly, I'm BrigitteMars.com, BrigitteMars.com.
And I'm Bethy Lovelight, and that's spelled like BeThyLovelight.com. That's BetheyLovelight.com.
Oh, beautiful. And you both embody so much love, compassion, wisdom, and kindness. And it's such an honor to have you with us on the show. Andy, any...
Well, I just want to encourage everyone. First of all, be sure and take a look at Brigitte's new book, Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health. It is just filled with really good hands-on information that you can start utilizing in your life right now. And just, I'm just so inspired by the work that you guys do. And Bethy Lovelight, your music is just, it's just wonderful. And it has been a joy, an absolute joy to connect with you today and to share on these levels through the Healing Sound Show. So we hope you'll come back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us. What an honor and a pleasure. And, you know, but I just want to share real quickly that I have been utilizing Jonathan Goldman's Ultimate and Om in my massage therapy practice for years, and it was a dream to meet you and just be like, I've been soaked in your vibe for so long, and here we are together, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
It's so great to know you both, and there's so much that you are doing that is in such great alignment, and the fact that we resonate together in the country of Boulder is just beautiful. And I will never forget when we all did a Tara trance dance together with our dear friend Buddha Bomb, our son Joshua Goldman, and at the Arise Festival. And that was just a great experience. And you know, what a blessing to keep resonating with you. So we're going to just suggest to everyone that they go, your book is magnificent, Brigitte. You've got lots of books. You've even got an app called iPlant that we don't have time to talk about, but 30 seconds on iPlant.
iPlant, if you have an iPhone or an Android, download the app iPlant with Brigitte Mars, and it'll tell you, what can I do with lamb's quarter? What can I do with chickweed? Is it safe for pregnant women? Is it safe if I have high blood pressure? What nutrients does it have? It's so super nerdy and so helpful. It's an encyclopedia that fits in your phone.
I love it.
Totally. And Bethy Lovelight, once again, your music is found in all sorts of different places. And you, if you like, put a different vibratory tone to almost, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody do what you do in such an elevated consciousness and harmonious fashion. So thank you for your sonic addition to this planet.
Thank you guys so much.
Look out for new spiritual downtempo music on the way.
All right.
So you guys, many blessings of love and light through sound to each of you from us.
And we're going to go into commercial breakdown. I'll be right back to tell you who's coming up next month. This is Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
And our brilliant guests, Brigitte Mars and Bethy Lovelight, here on the Healing Sound Show.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Ah, that was an extraordinary show.
Fabulous.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Two just wondrous beings. It's an honor to have them on this planet. Listen, everyone, tune in next month when we have Donna Eden and David Feinstein talking about their new book, On Tapping, which is going to be great. And that is on July 10th, 2024. So tune in. Keep lots of love and light through sound in your life. See you next month. Many blessings to you all. Bye-bye now.